Hi, I'm Amy Thompson, the head of the Student Sexual Harassment and Violence Support Service. Today I'm going to tell you a bit more about the service and what we offer. So the Sexual Assault and Harassment Advisor role was established in 2017 under the University Counselling Service. And the launch of this role coincided with the university-wide campaign Breaking the Silence, which some of you might have heard of, and I'll say a bit more about that in just a second. The service was re-established as an independent service in May of this year, and by the end of 2022 we'll have increased in capacity by 150%, which is a very exciting development. So Breaking the Silence was launched in October 2017 and it comprised a range of prevention, support and reporting initiatives, and the campaign aimed to raise awareness of sexual misconduct across the university for both staff and students. You can find out more about it on the website, so do go and check out some of the resources on there. So what we offer students. So we offer emotional and practical support to students who've been subjected to any kind of sexual violence or misconduct at any time in their lives. So it doesn't have to have happened while they're at university, it can have happened at any point. In terms of the emotional support we offer, we provide support to understand and manage the impact of what's happened and help them to think about rebuilding self-esteem and trust. We also look at things like resilience building and coping strategies. And then the practical support side of what we do is about giving people impartial information and support to explore their options for reporting, and we can support them through any reporting process they might choose to go through. So that's all the way from reporting something to a court hearing or a university hearing. We also provide groups and workshops, so do keep an eye out on the website for those as they pop up. And we also provide signposting and referral to other appropriate services. So in terms of what we offer in terms of staff who are supporting students, so we provide consultation on issues that come up for the students that you might be supporting. Really happy to chat through any issues that are coming up with or without names, and just talk it through and have a think about what the best course of action might be. We provide one-off appointments with staff and the student that you're supporting to provide information about the service. So say a student might not feel comfortable coming to the service yet or might not be ready to take that leap to refer themselves, really happy to come along to a face-to-face or a virtual appointment to help kind of bridge that gap and provide a bit more information. We also provide training and workshops on understanding and responding to sexual violence for staff. So that's something we typically do in partnership with OSCA, so the Office of Student Conduct Complaints and Appeals. And we usually have one set up every term, so that's something you can book on the PPD website. But we also provide more bespoke sessions for colleges or departments. So please do get in touch if that's something that you think you might be interested in. I'll be happy to chat through that with you. So we also look at things like awareness, prevention and early intervention within the service. So certainly with the recent increase in service capacity, we'll be leading on institution-wide activities that support these prevention, early intervention and cultural change initiatives. And this will support the ongoing work such as the bystander initiative, the consent workshops, and also working to further develop the existing training program. So how can students access the service? So we're a self-referral service, which means you can signpost the students you're working with to refer themselves via the website, and I've put a little screenshot of it there. Students can put as much information or as little as they want to on the referral form, so do reassure them if they're worried about that. We provide face-to-face and remote appointments, depending on what the student would prefer. And we do prioritise based on urgency, so we will triage any referrals that come through and offer an appointment based on what we feel is appropriate. We're usually able to see students within 1 to 2 weeks, sometimes a bit sooner, sometimes a bit longer, depending on our capacity at the time. But given our increasing capacity that I just mentioned, really hoping that we can keep it on the lower end of that going forward. So just a word on the boundaries of the service. So we are not a counselling or a therapy service. We're not a crisis service. So if a student comes to you and is at immediate risk of harm, please do call 999. If a student comes to you having been very recently subjected to sexual violence, so that's usually within the last 7 days, please do signpost them to our services, of course. But if they're looking for information around medical help or looking at forensic evidence collection, you can signpost them to the hospital or their GP, but also to the Elm Sexual Assault Referral Centre. And I've just put a link here. You can refer to the guidance for staff on supporting students. And that's got lots of information about all the different places that you can signpost students to and a bit of information that you might find helpful. So please do go and have a look at that. So just a word on that, really, a word on what your role is when a student discloses to you. So I'll run through these bullet points here. So when someone discloses to you, when a student discloses to you, most of all, they'll want you to listen to them, to believe them and provide a safe space for support. So you do not need to be an expert. You don't need to know everything about these issues. You don't need to know everything about the options. And if you do believe there are imminent risk of harm, as I said before, please do call 999. So firstly, listen and be supportive. Can't emphasize that enough. Simple, but very important. Do not judge or question. So something we can very easily slip into, it's a very human thing to do, is when someone tells us something, certainly something that makes us feel worried about them, we can slip into a kind of questioning mode. Now, questions about their physical and mental safety are completely appropriate, but just being mindful that if you're starting to ask them lots of questions about what's happened, that usually isn't appropriate. So just being mindful about the kind of questions that you're asking and why you're asking them. Creating a safe and confidential space and making sure that you're giving them space and time to talk and it's not a rushed situation, ideally. That's really important. Letting the student know that they have options. So you don't need to be an expert in all of those options, but if you can let them know that they do have options around support and about reporting, both within and outside of the university, and that they have the option to take no action. You know, they don't need to rush into a decision. And as I said, can't emphasize enough, you don't need to know every detail about those options. You can help them think about or look on the internet, look on the website for those options, and support them to look through those things. Respect their decision. So they might make a decision to take no action or any of those other options. So it might not be what you would want to do or what you want them to do in that situation, but it's really important that you respect that decision and don't judge them for that. Signposting them to specialist support, such as our service or to other specialist support, and encouraging them to seek further support from friends, family or other college or department support services is really helpful. Checking whether alternative accommodation is required, so they might not feel safe in their accommodation anymore, or it might be where it happened. So it can be really helpful to help them think about alternative accommodation or help them look at getting that sorted. And then finally, making brief and factual notes. So it can be really helpful to make sure you take a record of what they've told you. Doesn't need to be verbatim, but ideally really factual, not including any of your own opinion. And then checking that the student is happy with what you've written as well can be really helpful and kind of empowering for them and helpful for you to know that you've got the details down correctly. And then something else that can be really helpful and supportive for them is just following up with them in writing. Repeating their options or linking them to places where they can look at their options, like our service website, for example, and just any other links that you might have discussed in your session with them. That can be a really helpful thing to do. You can get in touch with our service on our email address, which is sexual.assault.advisor@admin.cam.ac.uk, and we monitor that inbox Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can also contact us via counselling reception on the phone number there. And again, that's Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Really happy to answer any questions that you have at any time. Thanks very much for listening, and do just get in touch if you have any questions at all.